Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Now they have to recover from the penalty. You go down 2 scores. The way the offense is playing in this environment could be trouble. And right for the end zone and scoring and dunking is Jackson Smith and Jigba. Flags down afterward for the celebration, but Darnold strikes to JSN.
ESPN's call of Monday Night Football a week and a half ago. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. One of the 12 touchdown passes against just 4 picks for Sam Darnold this football season. He's only turned the ball over in 2 games this year. He's been pretty smart about not putting the ball in harm's way. 28 years old. You're starting to see why he was a first-round pick the last couple of years. Quarterbacking the Vikings last year as they went 14-3. Now at the helm in Seattle as they're off to a 5-2 start. And Danny, the gauntlet continues with a really good Seattle team on Sunday night. You get back from Arrowhead. You played a Chiefs team that might be right now going at the highest rate of anybody in the NFL, averaging about 30 points over the last 3 weeks. Here come the Seahawks.
No rest for the weary, man.
Number 3 on offense, yards per play, 6.03 per pop. This is the number 1 passing offense in the entire NFL, 8.73 per pop. Anybody struggling to stop the pass? And then you look at the defensive side of the ball, and similarly, Seattle ranks number 3 in the entire NFL, number 2 in the conference. They're the number 1 run-stopping defense in all of football. Giddy up. The gauntlet continues.
One game where they've given up more than 20 points. That was the epic against Tampa Bay. But they actually dropped it home, 38-35, one of the games of the year. Other than that, it's a whole bunch of really good defense. Well under 300 yards allowed per game. I mean, you look at some of these totals. San Francisco, even week 1, the game they lost was still a mud fight. 265, 195, 205, 164, 370. There's your aberration. 214, 198. That is a really good defense, man. That is a really, really, really sound, solid defense. You cannot run against them. To me, we talked about this last few weeks where we're going, against the Bears, establish the run, see what you can do. Run against them. Against Dallas, terrible rush defense. Rush against them. Kansas City, not so much. This is a group, I don't know how much I'd like run plays called. You got to do it just enough, but any run to me needs to be directly correlated to setting something else up. It's one of those, you got to eat your vegetables, man. There's a great slice of pie at the end of this meal. Here's some steamed broccoli with no flavor on it. Just guzzle that down and get smacked.
So it's funny. Every week I feel like I have a pretty good lean on what side of the ball I'm more worried about. And more often than not with this team, it's Washington's defense, if I'm being honest. I don't know which side of the matchup I hate more this week. An offense without the vertical threat of Terry McLaurin, who's out again, against what is, I think, one of the best defenses in the sport. Again, they ranked third. I'm not convinced right now I would take Denver or anybody else over them. The way they stop the run, the way they don't have to blitz, they rush four more than anybody. They blitz at one of the lowest rates in the league, and yet they still have one of the highest pressure rates in the league. Leonard Williams at end is playing awesome. Like, their entire defensive front is guys whose names everybody knows, and they're just playing their butts off right now. But on the flip side, offensively, I mentioned it, number one in passing yards per play against this secondary, that's petrifying. And Sam Darnold was the butt of jokes for a long time. He is balling right now. Accurate, touch down the field. He is slippery in the pocket. He moves around. There's an athleticism and a mobility to him when you go back and watch some of their games that maybe you don't anticipate. He's mostly going to stay in the pocket. I kind of like his style. He is not really looking to scramble to run. He is looking to create and extend. And he's done it all season long. And oh, by the way, they've got a wide receiver coming to town here who is the best wide receiver probably that the Commanders have faced all season.
That's a bad dude, man.
One of the real stars in this league this year is Jackson Smith and Jigba, who was the 23-year-old former 20th overall pick 2 years ago. And he is all grown up. 50 catches, over 800 yards already this season. He's had games this year, Danny. By the way, he scored in three straight games. But he's gone for 120, 160, 130, 100, 120, 95. His worst game of the year was a 79-yard game where he averaged about 20 per catch. That was his worst game of the year.
And they don't have much else in the passing game. It's a couple other guys get just enough looks so that you know they're not just going to him. But
he's got the highest target share, highest percentage of receiving yards by team in the league. It's not even close.
He's a one-man band in the receiving game. They've got Cooper Kupp as a compliment, but he's got about a quarter of the yards. 293 for Kupp, 819 for JSN. He's excellent. And there's a smoothness to it, too, right? It's not this, with like A.J. Brown, you could see, like this guy that's big and twitchy and a monster and strong as hell and can run by you. The same with like DK Metcalf. Or an Amon-Ra St. Brown who's, you know, wouldn't get wet in the shower if he didn't want to. You know what I mean? JSN doesn't look like he's going that much faster than you are, but he does. He is smooth as silk in terms of route running, precision, hands catching, in traffic, out of traffic. He does everything. He's awesome, and they don't need anything else. They are determined to push you around and bully you with Kenneth Walker, Zach Charbonnet, and hit those play action, hit those things, you know, behind the linebackers, in front of the safeties. He runs the whole route tree. He's awesome.
That's the latest of the wide receivers out of Ohio State that's broken out. But I think the debate's over. There were some other schools in the conversation.
That's receiver you, as far as I'm concerned.
LSU might be close. Like, they churn them out with Jefferson
that's
and
true.
Chase and Brian Thomas Jr. But I think in terms of volume, we just saw Emeka Egbuka of Tampa Bay on national TV. How good is that guy, who was the 19th overall pick last year out of Ohio State? Marvin Harrison Jr. has been a little bit disappointing, but he was the number four pick in 2024. Smith and Jigba, who went 20th, was the big receiver in 2023. In 22, they had Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave drafted in the first round. You go back to 2020, they had two wide receivers drafted. In 2019, it was Terry McLaurin and Paris Campbell, bit of a disappointment. Noah Brown and Curtis Samuel before that. Braxton Miller and Michael Thomas, don't forget. I'm now all the way back to like 2012, but this is, for my money, the school that makes and creates the best wide receivers in football, and he might be the best of the bunch, certainly playing at the highest level right now, Jackson Smith and Jigba. So here's my question then, Danny. If this game ends badly, you're an underdog.
Yep.
It's hard to imagine Washington winning, but maybe Jaden turns the clock back to 2024 and puts on the cape and you win a game, you know, 33-29 or something.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
If that doesn't happen and you lose, do we think they will actually sell off pieces at the deadline on Tuesday? I know that you want them to.
Yeah. Just it's like, not about what I want.
I want them to also. Most of you listening, it's very easy for us, driving in our cars, sitting in our houses, looking at a 3-6 team to say, operate like it's fantasy football, get your picks for next year, and keep it moving. But in reality, where you're going into a locker room and telling guys like Wagner and Ertz, who are maybe around for one last ride, this thing's over, doesn't work that way. And it's also just not that common in this sport that you do that. So I don't think they will sell. I keep hearing people saying, well, if you lose, at least the decision's easy, and they'll start trading people away. I don't think they would. I think they would just kind of keep moving forward as if, you know, normal in football that you would do this, but as if you still got a shot.
Yeah, it's boring, sadly, but I agree with you. I don't think they will. And I think part of the selling point, and this is the stuff that's easier for me to say as a you know, non-interested observer. I guess I am interested in the outcome, but you know what I mean? Like, it's easier for me not having the relationships that those guys have, but think of the selling point. Think of Adam Peters and Lance Newmark and all those guys. Think of the pitch to name that veteran, right? To name that Von Miller, that one-year guy that here's why you're coming here to do X, and we're punting on that. That's a tougher thing because you're now, to a degree, going back on your word in those guys' minds. Again, my view of it is you didn't do enough. This is on you guys. I'm trading people away because you guys don't deserve reinforcements and you don't deserve to finish out the rest of the season. I have that harsh view of it where I go, the reason we're trading people away isn't because everything's great. I'm not doing it to save a buck. I'm doing it because we're 3-6. I'm doing it because this veteran group didn't get done what we need them to get done. Therefore, you lost your seat. You lost your chance. Much easier for me to say out here than it is in those rooms. I don't think they're going to trade people. I think they should, but they won't.
Yeah, I don't think they would either. I also wonder what they would be able to get and for who. As an example, if you put Daron Payne on the block, someone's got to be willing to take on a huge cap number moving forward. If you're doing that, are you giving me a good draft pick too? And if you're not giving me a good draft pick, what is the point of that? I'm not in a situation, I have the third most cap money in the entire National Football League, where I just need you to take money off my ledger. I'm looking for picks. I'm looking for value in the way of getting younger and having more compensation. I had the lowest total number of players added in this past year's draft in the entire league, and I have one of the lowest totals of picks going into this year's draft, and certainly over the first three or four rounds in this year's draft of anybody. So I'm trying to add selections. If you're taking on money, you normally don't give up good picks too. There's no real reason for a team to do both. So I don't know. Like, who would you even dangle? Who on this team has a ton of value that gets you something legitimate back? Someone like Terry McLaurin is having a down year and is super banged up. Teams need wide receivers. They're not trading for Terry McLaurin. So you take him off the list. Debo Samuel's got an expiring contract. Maybe would be of interest to teams. Debo Samuel has not been the same the last couple of weeks with his heel injury, is on the injury report day in and day out now. I don't see him as someone, you know, that is tradable necessarily if you wanted to do that. And the other question that needs to be asked is, do you really want to start moving offensive pieces, whether that's, you know, people protecting Jaden Daniels or he's throwing to, when you're trying to develop a quarterback in year two? I mean, how much are you willing to let Daniels struggle the rest of this season in a year where he's already taken a step back as it pertains to his big picture development? So I think you got to be thoughtful and mindful of that too.
That's all factors you got to consider. I mean, I don't think there's a, if they just do this, it's a first round pick jackpot they're waiting on, or even a second or whatever. But I mean, to me, if you're serious about doing it, and I am, you got to start thinking about guys like Luvu, where you're going to give up next year of Frankie Luvu to get something that's pretty decent. You got to move on from Daron Payne. Maybe you package it to a team that might want something. You got to give up something to get something, which is, you know, a pretty obvious axiom. But I'm willing to do that to get at the expense of getting younger and getting some more draft capital. I don't know if there's – you don't just do it to hear yourself make a phone call. But if there's a transaction that makes sense, you get above a certain marker, I'd rather have 2/5 – that I can move and change into something else, right? Than to just go, you know, 5-12 with a bunch of vets.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have fair play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.